Our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, October 15th, 2025 edition. Want to go to Lansing right now and look at the stories there that I think basically what will turn into a discussion regarding the Attorney General's office. This year's budget for the Office of the Attorney General passed out of the Republican-led House this summer with a 30% cut, a 48.2% general fund cut, and 15% slice from its full-time employee count. Needless to say, that's not what emerged out of the negotiations with the Democratic-controlled Senate in the governor's office earlier this month. But who actually came across as the winner depends on who you're talking to. What actually ended up happening, the Attorney General's office ended up with a 21.1% cut in its general fund appropriations, with a higher reliance on federal money and restricted money that turned the net cut into only 2.6%. Reliance on federal money? I thought all the federal money was drying up from Washington based on the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and restricted money. That means money that you're not supposed to touch? Well, evidently they touched it. Also, Attorney General Dana Nessel did not end up with fewer employees. She actually got more than she's ever had. 57, in fact, compared to her fiscal year 2025 budget, Attorney General Dana Nessel's Attorney General's office went from 627 full-time employees to 684 during his October 10th press conference. House Speaker Matt Hall lauded his ability to unroll the Attorney General's office budget. The fiscal year 2025 budget listed five expenditure items that made up the $126 million in spending. Operations line alone made up $116 million of that spending. Well, in the fiscal year 2026 budget rollout, operations was actually broken down into 31 separate line items, according to the House Fiscal Agency, with full-time employee counts for each item: healthcare fraud, public service division, corporate oversight, and others. All said it was one of the hardest parts of our negotiations, but in the end, we actually broke it up into 34 line items. That's going to make it a lot harder for them to spend money on lawfare. Of course, you all know what that is. Lawfare, frivolous lawsuits where they have unlimited funds, the plaintiffs do, to go after their political enemies. Well, now, according to Speaker Hall, we are now going to make it very hard for this attorney general and any of her assistant attorney generals to spend money, our taxpayer money, on lawfare. Paul also took credit for trimming the general fund spending on the attorney general's budget by 21%, again, according to the House Fiscal Agency. However, this came after he complained to the media, "I don't think we're getting enough credit from the press about the significant cuts that have been made to the attorney general's office." But in the end, bottom line, they didn't get cuts. 2.6%? Are you kidding me? That's a drop in the bucket. I cannot, for the life of me, understand why the House would even vote to approve the budget if you basically didn't get anything you wanted in those cuts. Why even bring them up? Well, here is the bottom line. The total general fund dollar amount for the Attorney General's budget, $45.28 million. This is still higher than the five years ago budget fiscal year 2021, which was only $41 million. While the total Attorney General budget is actually down 2.6%, for this fiscal year 2026, it's down to $126.4 million. This came after the Attorney General's budget saw a 19% jump, in fiscal year 23, and another 20% jump in fiscal year 24 to a whopping $142 million. That's when the Democrats had control of both the House, Senate, as well as the governorship. So the bottom line, the Attorney General ended up with a 24% cut in fiscal year 25, as the money was no longer needed to help Detroit and Wayne County with their gun cases. The backlogs in their legal system and helping their local prosecutors with their next-gen case management system. Again, last year's budget, $129.7, almost $130 million, 20% higher than it was during Governor Rick Snyder's years. Well, with that backdrop, it's easier to understand why Nestle said during a recent Zoom interview with TV6 News in Lansing, when questioned about the alleged cuts, she said, quote, "I think you ought to take a close look at the budget. Irrespective of whatever you hear from the speaker, Matt Hall, the budget is in the process and we will see the final results. In the end, I will be pleased with it, and it's not going to affect our operation in any way, shape, or form." Well, interesting, the Attorney General saw $8.9 million in the general fund cut its operation with one line item, but a brand new $8 million new line item came in for the Attorney General Support Fund. This is a new line that the Attorney General asked the Senate Democrats to put back in. The House did not succeed in getting rid of five unclassified positions within the department. The House also wanted the Attorney General to check in with the legislature anytime it wanted to sue the federal government, oil, or gas entities. Well, guess what? That didn't happen either. So basically, all this House oversight, all of this time spent on these budgets, all the things that the Republicans basically wanted for the Attorney General's office didn't happen. Finally, the House didn't want Nessel to continue locking arms with her Democratic other Attorney General colleagues as they continue to go after many of President Donald Trump's domestic policy efforts in the courts. Asked if she felt the Speaker was using his budget acts to retaliate, Nessel first said, "Yeah, it would seem that way, but actually it doesn't." But then, a few minutes later, she revisited the issue with something of a tad bit more direct answer. Did the Speaker use the budget to even the score on the prosecutions of President Trump? Yes, absolutely. That is exactly what he tried to do. But in the end, he was not successful. So basically, Senate Democrats controlling the Senate by just one seat was able to block all of the reforms Matt Hall and the Republicans wanted to do against Dana Nessel and her office. So to answer the question, who won the Attorney General budget battle? I'd have to say the Attorney General and the Senate Democrats. Basically, checkmating Matt Hall and the House Republicans. Again, then I have a very simple question. Why did you guys vote for the budget? Evidently, you caved in on your principles. You didn't stand strong. You didn't have a backbone. Especially because if you look at the number, overall total budget, $81.5 billion, compared to $82.5 billion last year. So with all the hoopla and all the press conferences and all of the alleged cuts, waste, fraud, and abuse you guys are going to make, you ended up with $1 billion, and the Attorney General's budget is only down 2.6%, and she's still going to go after President Trump. Attorney General Dana Nessel and the Democrats, they won the budget battle. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. I want to make sure that you are fully aware of this Sunday night. The Sheboygan County Republican Party is hosting their Reagan Day dinner at Mona Lisa's there in Mackinac City. You still have time to contact Allison Studer, make arrangements to purchase your ticket, RSVP for it. It's going to be a great event this Sunday night in Mackinac City. So if you would like the flyer with all the information, as well as Allison's phone number, text me CCRP, Sheboygan County Republican Party, CCRP. I'll send you the flyer. You can get a hold of her, get your tickets, make this a great event. Greatly appreciate you doing that. Unfortunately, Vicky and I won't be able to attend this year. The flyer says that they have secured Tudor Dixon will be the keynote speaker. Congressman Jack Bergman will be there. His primary opponent, Justin Michael, will be there as well. State Senator John DeMoose and many others. So again, text me CCRP. I'll send you the flyer. You can get a hold of them and get your tickets for this Sunday night, October the 19th. Also, want to remind you, a week from tonight, October 22nd, the Iron Pig South is going to have their private bourbon tasting dinner party. If you would like tickets for that, go to their website, ironpigsmoke.com, and you can purchase your tickets online, or you can give them a call at the location there listed on the website. Also, text me B. Just text me the letter B for bourbon, and I'll send you the flyer. Has all the information, including the entire menu, which looks absolutely phenomenal, as well as the bourbons that they'll be serving throughout. The tasting menu for the Iron Pig Bourbon Rollout, starting off with a soup. Bourbon of butternut squash with a sage foam. Salad, smoked beets and goat cheese salad with apple cider vinaigrette, served with a bourbon Eagle Rare. Then the appetizer starter is going to be smoked bone marrow with grilled toast and assorted cheeses. They're going to serve with that Old Forester 100. Then for the main entree, the smoked pheasant with bourbon glaze over vanilla bean risotto. And that is going to be the Iron Pig small batch bourbon that you'll get a sample of. And then the dessert, peanut butter bourbon pie with bourbon and caramel ice cream. And they're going to serve the Iron Pig single barrel sample of bourbon for that as well. So the tickets available at theironpigsmoke.com. If you're a barrel member, you can pay $49. And if you're not a barrel club member, the cost for this bourbon private dinner, $99. It's going to be held at the location, at the south location, 4029 Old 27 in Gaylord. And the phone number, if you'd like to call, 989-448-2070. Again, just text me B, and I'll send you this flyer. I definitely plan on being there. It's going to be a great time, and looking forward to seeing Tim Bays, his wife Tracy, new partners with Ian there at the South location, and actually the ones responsible for the bourbon that they chose to put the Iron Pig label on. Looking forward to having a conversation with them as well. So, going to be a great night. Again, a week from tonight, October 22nd. And let's see, do they have a time when this thing starts? That on there. I think they said 6 o'clock. I don't see it on the flyer, but I'll check it out during the top of the hour news break. IronPigSmoke.com is the website. So I'll go there during the break, check it out, and be able to give you guys that information in the next hour. More stories to talk about from Lansing. Lots of things happening. These panels that are looking over earmark requests. We got that story pulled up. We also have quote of the day. And this is kind of interesting because Board of Education Republican member Tom McMillan made a quote of the day credited by MERS News Service. This has awoken quite a few mama bears around the state, and it's only just the beginning. When a number of people came and testified against the policy that is directing junior high middle schools to now start providing sex education classes. State Board of Education making that recommendation at their previous meeting, taking it away from the high schools and wanting it to be started to be taught in the middle schools. We got that story pulled up next. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols.